WDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. The death toll from Monday's earthquake has soared to nearly 23,000 in Turkey and Syria. Crews still digging through the rubble for signs of life. ABC's Marcus Moore spoke to one family in southern Turkey.
They are also hopeful. I talked to one father who said that, you know, he's leaning on his faith in the midst of all of this. And he is doing that, and so many others are doing the same here in Turkey and in Syria. Now, 5 days after these catastrophic earthquakes left this region in ruins.
A bipartisan group of governors is at the White House today. President Biden meeting with them to talk about the economy and jobs. The FBI today conducting a consensual search of the Indiana home of former Vice President Mike Pence, looking for more classified material. Pence also received a subpoena in the separate special counsel investigation in efforts by former President Trump to overturn election results in 2020. This is ABC News. Russia has been launching fresh attacks in Ukraine in a new offensive warned about this week. The attacks include strikes on power stations across the country. Texas has finished the investigation into 7 state troopers at the school shooting in Uvalde last May. Most will keep their jobs.
Of nearly 100 state troopers and Texas Rangers on the scene of the shooting that killed 21 people, only 2 have been fired. Texas Department of Public Safety Director Steve McCraw has himself offered a brutal assessment of the response.
It was an abject failure. It violated all the principles that we've learned so much over the years.
As for the calls for him to resign, McCraw said yesterday, I will be here for a while. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The Federal Election Commission is asking Congressman George Santos to clarify whether he's running again. The agency notes his campaign is already spending funds on the 2024 election. Santos is facing investigations into its campaign finances, along with a House ethics probe. Morgan Norwood, ABC News.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's veterans could be getting more support if Governor Evers' 2023-25 budget is approved. The initiatives include millions in tax relief for veterans and surviving spouses and expands property tax credits to vets who rent their homes. It will also provide funding for mental health and educational needs. The governor's budget will be released to the GOP-controlled legislature February 15th. The Finance Committee then revises it before the budget returns to the Senate and Assembly for their approval. 13 cheese and dairy manufacturers from central Wisconsin are competing against dairy makers from 35 states at the 2023 U.S. Championship Cheese Contest, February 21st through the 23rd in Green Bay. The nationally renowned competition gives dairy companies and cooperatives the chance to improve their products, reach new customers, and vie for the coveted title of champion. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Circle Kennel Club reminds you, have your pet spayed or neutered. Get regular checkups and vaccinations. Be sure your pet always has fresh water and never leave a pet unattended during extreme temperature weather. Proper care, diet, and grooming will ensure your pet a long, healthy life. This message is from Circle Kennel Club, located at 1040 Circle Drive in Green Bay. You can give them a call at 920-429-2300. Visit online at CircleKennelClub.com. That's CircleKennelClub.com. Check them out on Facebook. They're urging all pet lovers to neuter or spay.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
the devil's advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit.
No, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership to say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now of the two major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to a Friday edition of Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined by Evan on the board. The big guy is off doing very important things this Friday afternoon. Getting some servers lifted into the right position and whatnot, and doing all the hard work here that the Civic Media Network requires of the big guy. But we're happy to be with you on an F It Friday edition of Dueling Tangents. So we're going to go through a hodgepodge of Wisconsin headlines, and we'll be graciously joined by Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign coming up at 2:30. But if you'd like to share a tangent with me between now and then, 844-967-2789. We'll also take your tangents while Matt's here in studio in the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side for Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX 1580 AM. We're also broadcasting in the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, Lake Erin, Amory, Oshkosh Air Support in Oshkosh, news from the center in Richland Center, and WGBW in Green Bay, all across the state on Civic Media. If you want to take us with you on the go, you can also download the Civic Media app. Evan, how you doing on this Friday afternoon?
Oh, doing okay, man. How you doing on the rebrand? You forgetting it all?
I don't think I've slipped up yet. The hard part is on the back end of things. So on the forward-facing, I feel like we've done a pretty good job. Most of the previous brand, we won't mention it just to confuse anybody. But most of that's been cleaned up and taken care of. But on the back end of things, call signals linger in places where you don't see it every day, and it's kind of that throws me off a little bit more, because then I'm translating for what the former letters were to the current letters or vice versa. But I'm feeling pretty good about Mad Radio. I'm a big fan of the logo. I think it's going to be really exciting what we do for 2023, both here in Madison and Civic Media as a whole across the state of Wisconsin. And I think for the most part, I haven't slipped up. WMDX is pretty easy.
Yep,
so.
Yep. Better than WTTN. I don't know. We're not in Watertown. And we have that wide market appeal. You know, we're not scaring the normies like we used to.
That's what, some of that message testing signal to us. So yeah, we're good with it. We're excited here in Madison, growing that brand, Mad Radio 92.7 1580 WMDX. And it's kind of a wild array of stories that I want to get to. We've had a pretty busy week. The State of the Union address covered statewide here by Civic Media on Tuesday earlier this week. Wednesday, we had the president come to town. There's been rolling announcements from the governor of what's going to be included in next week's budget priorities that he plans to present to the state. So we're going to have some fun here. And we'll do a little bit more of the homework-esque stuff when Matt Rothschild joins us at 2:30. But we've got some fun headlines to get to here. We've got the UW-Madison announcing that it is expanding its tuition promise to pay for housing fees in some low-income